All right, in an instant, an auto accident can put you in the worst financial position of your life. It's an absolute must. You got to hire the right lawyer. You're going to make sure that your insurance companies pay you what you are owed. Injury attorney David Femininio and his team, they are exactly who you need to call. They have been making insurance companies pay for over 30 years. They're going to help you with your case as well. David is ready to speak to you personally. Right now, 855-65-CRASH. That's 855-65-CRASH, or you simply go to the website, getdavidgetpaid.com.
All right, so
I've been waiting all day for this puppy.
This is very, very exciting stuff. You have the Matthew Berry annual love-hate list, and we are going to approach this from both a fantasy and real-life perspective. If the opinion differs. My favorite music you play by.
Yeah, some new music. Don't play this one enough. But love, hate, and Mike, I was reading this list.
This is usually when I see them panning into Giant Stadium as Eli Manning is breathing through his mouth and throwing warm-up passes.
What about the Collinsworth slide-in? Man, I can't wait for that.
Hey, Al.
Did you have input on this list? Because I really think that you wrote some of this list with some of his stuff on here.
The day Matthew Berry's taking my advice.
And well, just you'll know what I mean.
That guy has made millions.
Quarterbacks I love in 2019 start off
Baker.
With Baker Mayfield from the Browns.
Oh, my God.
Roughly 8, maybe 10, 12 inches.
Oh, man.
I am downright hard.
I am.
Fitting, though. We don't even have to ask for your opinion. You know you love Baker.
I think he's a superstar. I think outside of Pat Mahomes, he is the future of quarterbacking in the NFL.
But the next one, though.
What?
Quarterbacks I love. Why I thought you wrote this list. Carson Wentz of the Eagles.
That's my guy. Listen, he's healthy. He's got a great supporting cast. He's got a great play caller in Doug Peterson. I think Carson Wentz is going to be an MVP candidate this season. And I think that's where he's going to take his foot and put it right in David's mouth and send David right down a flight of stairs, because David and his anti-Carson Wentz rhetoric has gone far enough. The Wentz wagon, get on it.
Let's try and get through as many of these as we can. Next, out of the quarterbacks I love, Kyler Murray, Cardinals. Love or hate?
Same. I don't let the hype bother me. I'm a believer in him. I'm going to roll the dice that it's going to work with Kingsbury, although it could be a disaster. Look, Murray has NFL arm talent. He's got NFL processing. This kid can do it. I'm going to believe that he can. I love Kyler.
And the final quarterback that he loves, first one I think that you'll disagree with, Jameis Winston.
How about this? Here's our first disagreement. From a fantasy perspective, I agree, because he will have volume. He will throw it a ton. They're going to be behind a lot. Real life? Disagree. I don't think you can play winning football with this guy. He's a turnover machine.
Top two quarterbacks he hates, who we talked about yesterday, Tom Brady and Drew Brees.
I agree on both. Now, again, agree in fantasy, disagree in real life. I mean, can the Patriots win a Super Bowl with Tom Brady being the 20th best fantasy quarterback? Yes, they can. Same for the Saints. Fantasy perspective, you could give me those guys for free. I wouldn't roster them. Real life?
Yeah.
You'd crawl on hot coals to have either one of them QB your team.
And the other quarterback he listed that he hates this year, Russell Wilson.
Okay. I actually understand it based on he was so efficient last year. It was like an NFL record. You can't have that efficiency on limited attempts and throw the amount of touchdowns he threw.
Well,
2 years in a row.
His first sentence, everyone's screaming regression and anyone who blinks at Pat Mahomes, but why is no one talking about regression when it comes to Wilson?
Yeah, and that's fair. That's fair. Based on system more than ability.
On to the running backs I love in 2019.
Come on, how about Kerryon?
David Johnson, Cardinals. Because you already know I'm on Kyler Murray, so it makes sense I like David Johnson.
To a point, it does. That O-line is terrible. I wonder about the true running game. Here, I'll just say it. I'm not a David Johnson guy. I know he had a fabulous year a couple years ago. I'm just not all about David Johnson. I'm going to disagree there.
The other running backs he loves, Damian Williams, Chiefs.
I'm all out on Damian Williams. The hamstring injury, Andy Reid talking about a committee. I got to be honest. When you've been a backup your whole career and you had six good games, I don't know that I'm ready to make you a franchise running back. I'm very tepid on Damian Williams, although he helped me win a fantasy championship last year. Shout out to me.
There you go.
Mm.
The other three running backs that he loves, Dalvin Cook, Josh Jacobs, Chris Carson.
Carson, 100%. I think Chris Carson's the most underrated running back in the National Football League. He runs like someone is trying to kill him, like he attacks you. He gets into your chest. No, like David, he is running like someone's after him, but he's also after somebody. Like, he just wants carnage. He will try to go right into your chest and bury you. I love Chris Carson, man. He's so violent. He's so physical. I'm scared of Chris Carson. Who are the other two? I love
Josh
Chris
Jacobs
Carson.
And Dalvin Cook.
Dalvin Cook, it's about health. It really is. He just can't stay healthy. I think he's missed 14 games first 2 years.
By the way, Kerryon did get some honorable mention votes, but did not make the list. Running backs I hate in 2019, starting with Le'Veon Bell.
Hate, agree. New system, new offensive line, year out of football. I'm all out on Le'Veon.
Another one I think you'll agree with here. He hates Derrick Henry, Titans.
Same. Guy's had four good games in his career. Low YPC, touchdown-dependent back. Don't like him in real life. Don't like him in fantasy. No on Derrick Henry.
Do you hate Leonard Fournette?
No. I think Leonard Fournette is the ultimate risk-reward in fantasy. I think you could win your league this year if Nick Foles is half as good as you say he is. Having a quarterback down there that could actually hurt the defense, get people to back off a little bit, Leonard Fournette healthy, I could see a big year. But he also might just not be very good at football things. It's a risk-reward deal, but I'd buy this year.
The other two he hates out of the running backs, then we'll get to some receivers quickly. Tariq Cohen he hates, and LeSean McCoy he hates.
Agree. I think it's David Montgomery's gig. And if I'm the Bills, I get rid of LeSean McCoy, I go with Gore and Singletary. I just think McCoy's baked. I wouldn't want him there.
Wide receivers I love, starting with Odell Beckham, Browns.
Boy, oh boy. I want to say yes, but there's so many mouths to feed. From a fantasy perspective, I worry about that. Real life, I mean, look, if the guy keeps his head screwed on straight, things could get downright scary in Cleveland offensively.
Also loves Edelman, Robert Woods of the Rams.
Yep.
And the interesting one here on this list, he loves Chris Godwin, Buccaneers.
Yeah, the Godwin hype is getting a little out of control, but the problem I have is Bruce Arians, if you go back through the years, the number two receiver never really gets targets. Mike Evans is a monster. O.J. Howard is there at the tight end spot. How much will be left for Chris Godwin? And I know they're talking about it's not one and two, it's one and 1A. I would just worry there because you're not going to go away from a 6'5", 230-pound monster like Evans. The good part, they have no running game. But the other two, I have no disagreement. I think Robert Woods is criminally underrated, and Edelman... No Gronk, no Gordon. Someone's got to catch the ball.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I'm with you there.
All right, we'll finish up with the wide receivers that he hates. Rapid fire. Tell me if you love or hate. Antonio Brown.
Agree.
A.J. Green, he hates.
Agrees. Hurt the first 3-4 weeks of the year.
Jarvis Landry.
Agree. He's basically 3 yards a catch and no touchdowns.
Calvin Ridley.
I disagree. I think Ridley showed he was ready to play. Came into the league as an older gentleman. I think he was 23 when he entered the league. And I think he's a perfect complement to Julio.
And the final one, we'll end with this. The wide receiver that he hates. He says, I love this player's talent, but I feel the opposite about his quarterback. That's Corey Davis.
I'm going to be honest. I don't think about Corey Davis. I hate that offense. But sure, you can love his talent, but I haven't seen enough of his talent. And you're right, the quarterback situation, Mariota stinks. Yeah, I'm down with that.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.